It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 922.
Happy Monday. What is happening? How are you, JJ?
Very good. I have taken today off from work, and so we're doing the show a little bit later. Just came back from Geelong, feeling good. How are you?
Yeah. Well, I like that you still see the day as being off if you have to do 30 minutes on a show.
Yeah.
That's fair.
That's fine.
That's fair. That's fine.
Shout out to our mates who have left us reviews on Apple Podcasts. Paulina writes, best podcast. Been listening for a long time, and it's incredible how consistently entertaining TDTS is. Below emoji, as in the party.
Party pop.
Yes. Fantastic banter, interviews and guests, and the daily episodes have slotted into my everyday routine. Never miss an ep. Thank you, Paulina. Also, Harry Johnston says, a podcast day keeps a Gronk entertained. What a great podcast. I genuinely love listening to Josh and Tommy talk every day. Often you don't know where they're going with their chats. One day it might be about a dirty sofa, vomit. Another, they'll be having deep and insightful conversations around mental health. Yep. But regardless, you'll struggle to find a more honest, earnest, and consistently entertaining podcast. And it's daily. Jump in and join the community and discover the rest of their team who help make the show the success it is. Here's to many more episodes of the best podcast out there. Thank you, Harry.
Oh, right.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, clap us in.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, Harry, Paulina. Hey, I'll tell you what else you don't know where it's going. Your fucking text messages to the big media company group on a Saturday night. Was that Saturday night or
Friday? Yeah, Saturday night.
Was that Friday night?
Saturday night, yeah.
Saturday night. Woof. I mean, Jess didn't even write back.
Is it too much?
No. I loved it. It's Saturday night. It's almost like I feel like the business text message thread dies after Friday night when it's like the last message.
Not when JJ's lit.
Not when JJ's lit. So you were you had a little weekend away, a little getaway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you were out drinking some espresso martinis on Saturday night, mate.
Yeah.
What time did you get to bed? I know because I've got your diary that you had breakfast at 8 a.m. the next day. Did you make it?
Yeah, we made that, no problem. No, we probably went to – so, the dinner was at 8:30 p.m., so it was a late one. So, yeah, I think we were out the door just after 10, in bed by 10:15.
You went to sleep with all the coffee?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. I mean,
are you surprised? Tired.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I've just had thumping heart. Mm-hmm. Just after, a night on the espresso martinis. Did you have one?
I had one, but then I had some sort of sour thing.
Oh, yeah.
What's it
called? Yeah, amaretto sour.
That's like a fruit freezer. What was the drink?
Something sour. It's probably good.
What was the second drink? The espresso, and then what did we have?
A pomegranate sour.
Pomegranate sour.
Yeah, great. That's
so
really nice.
So that was good. But no, I definitely felt fired up. One thing that I've discovered that when I get tipsy, I jump on LinkedIn.
What? Just because you dirty dog, you.
There's just something so funny. You'll see that the other night when we had a gin with Mason and Grace, I did a LinkedIn post where it's like, let me actually just check exactly what I did.
But sneak off to the bathroom, had a few little sips, and just I'll be back, guys.
I'm gonna go on LinkedIn. No, so if you look at my activity on my LinkedIn, you'll see that the latest activity is it's a bunch of bagels with some illustration. It says, thank you, Mason Lauder, in the image. And it says, Mason Lauder, hashtag kudos, hashtag thank you very much for everything you do, which is just a automated LinkedIn thing that you can do. So, I just pressed it and put that out.
And it was a post or a response, sorry?
That's a
it
post. Response. It's a full-blown post.
You gave it a full... Okay. And how's it work for you, the old drunk LinkedIn?
I don't know. Well, Calvin in the YouTube chat saying, ha, 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 I did find that a bit of a strange post. It's very funny.
I mean, have you ever, you haven't done enough drinking in the years that you make more silly decisions, like your early, like teens, no, sorry, late teens, early 20s, where you actually call somebody or say something. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were talking about it on Hump Day, on the weekend shows. What are they called again?
Weekend Banter is what we call them.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Mm-hmm. Just about like, it brings out the truth. Like I've woken up to like a flurry of text messages from a girl before, and the last one just said, "I miss our sex." She fucking regretted that.
Oh, really?
Because we'd already cut that off.
Oh no! And so what did you say when you wrote back to her?
Embarrassed for her. I didn't write back. I was like, "That's fucked."
No. I mean, the good thing about iMessages, you can. I mean, it's amazing what people. Well, right. I mean, the worst it gets for me is, just saying who wants to be endorsed.
Yeah,
George put his hand up. He got an endorsement.
Yeah.
Jess put her hand up. She got an endorsement.
She thought she was actually going to get like a written endorsement, not just
she thought
press.
An actual. I could have written something as well.
That's for when you get real naughty.
Yeah, real lit. Real lit.
Real lit. On the Chris Owl. Christmas party for big media company. Look out, LinkedIn.
Well, do you think there could be something? What about we do something where it's like the LinkedIn 10-minute break during the Christmas party?
Yeah. Definitely. Just, I mean, there's, Tully Smythe's going to be at our Christmas party. She probably doesn't use LinkedIn, but she can at least Instagram. It could be a social media break if that's what you want.
I think that there's LinkedIn. Something funny about saying, okay, we're doing a LinkedIn session. Everyone has to write something nice about someone else in the team and post it on LinkedIn.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I like that. Mm-hmm. It's a funny game. Mm-hmm. Look out, the director of the company is making everyone get out their LinkedIn.
I think it could be. Download the app, get it on, come on. I've got phones for everyone, come on. I've loaded it up.
It is quite funny, actually. Mm-hmm. It's a weird one. Do you also look at LinkedIn and sort of have a giggle about what's going on in there? Because there's something about, like people have said that LinkedIn's now become just a bit of a cesspool in terms of, especially females getting hit up by blokes, which is... Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, not on.
It's the equivalent of getting hit on by your boss at a work Christmas party. It's unacceptable.
Yeah. Yeah. No, weird very place. Different to a little tipsy endorsement. You know, it's all above board.
Well, you're breadcrumbing.
No, I'm literally endorsing George for video editing.
I mean,
Have you got something on your teeth, by the way, or no?
I don't know. Do I? I went out for the first time and had some lunch at a cafe.
Oh,
that's
really?
The first time literally in 7 months.
Where did you go?
Just the place around where Bodie used to get his ushies from. They've been cafe. Good to us. Mm-hmm. Cafe, yeah.
What'd you order?
It was a burrito bowl. And it was like
chicken,
scrambled eggs. No, it was like a brekkie burrito bowl. Okay, so it was scrambled eggs on a bed of corn chips with, some meat sauce and, the taco sauce with beans and
like a salsa.
It was real good. It was real good.
Okay. But what time of day did you have that?
I was like 12:30, just a quick little half hour. Mm-hmm. I can't remember why I was telling you that though.
Or there was something potentially in your teeth. But the walking out and about now, you don't have to wear a mask.
Oh,
I'm already cautious about, my thing is that I just don't want to do anything wrong. So going into a cafe this morning, I'm put my mask on to go in to then be seated. But people are a lot more loose. They're just like, okay, well I don't have to wear a mask now.
Well, yeah, literally as of this morning. You don't have to wear them outdoors, which, I mean, if you're around the country, you haven't had to wear them at all.
Yeah.
Legally. We still have to wear them legally at inside of any venue, which is fair. I wanted to fucking work out what I was telling you. Had something to say about that. You know,
so
when
you had
something to,
it's upsetting because you don't know, do we move forward? Do we keep on it?
To be honest. Now I'm thinking if I even had anything.
because remember we went through this the other day where you told the story of the girls TikToking at the park. Oh, and yeah, Mason told me off for interrupting you. He said, I never found out what the end of the story was. And then I asked you. That was the end of the story.
You never know.
Yeah.
I'm keeping it to myself.
Actually, here's something. Just there is something fun about the silliness. So, you know, I didn't drink for 28 years or whatever. I think the thing that I like about...
That's on your tombstone.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
28 years.
But died trying, you know? No, I think it's something about me being looser and seeing other people's reaction. And so, for instance, I said to Brie when we went out to dinner, I just said, I think that whatever the bill is, because we're talking about tips. So I was like, okay, what do we want to give for a tip? You know, it felt like one of those restaurants where they'll ask you for the tip. And, you know, my card situation, I'm shocking with, you know, have I got my latest card on my phone? So Brie's like, oh, I'll use, you know, the card we have. Anyway, I said, let me do it. I said, whatever our bill is, I'm going to give them as a tip. And she said, no, that's ridiculous. that's absolutely ridiculous. But there is something so fun.
Double it.
Yeah, yeah. But like, makes no sense. Not like just radical ridiculousness. There is something very fun about doing that. Don't you think?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's the amount of... Can I just tell you a story about... We couldn't get into the Lawn pub. Lawn is a you know, nice little coastal town in Victoria, a couple of hours away. I used to go down there most New Year's, like stay down there. My best mate has a house down there. I've got some other friends who got houses down there. I'd always be freeloading. Mm-hmm. And this one year, freeloading at my mate's joint, we went to the pub. We'd already had a few pre-drinks. The problem with going later to the pub, I mean, this is actually, a friend actually said over the weekend, it feels like old school. It feels like when you were young, you'd try and go out and try and get in somewhere because you are getting knocked back now unless you've booked. So, COVID times have shifted it up, makes it feel like you're 18 again. So, the pub was completely packed. There was a queue that would have been 2 hours to line up to get
in.
That's a long queue. And we went around the back of this pub and it's one of those old school joints where it has a sort of a hotel. A motel in the pub. We climbed up onto the roof and this is like there was some windows and there was an open window. I was like, oh, do you reckon we could get through that window into the pub? We climbed up and we approached this window. It's on the second story and there's a family in there, a young family. And we're like staying. G'day, guys. They were staying there. G'day, guys. How you going? And we ended up saying, oh, do you mind if we just jump through the window and go out? Because it takes you out into the hallway. So they fucking let us through the window, me and my mate. And as soon as you're into the pub, because people who are staying there can get access to the actual pub area. Yeah, yeah. No worries. Questions. Don't have to line up.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we went through down into the pub and we did the solid. We went down to the bottle-o attached to the pub. And we got them a bottle of $25 red, took it back up, knocked on their door, said, thanks, guys.
Oh, that's
nice. It was cheaper than actually lining up and paying to get in.
Was that? I've heard a version of, like, you've told that story before. Is that the same place where you had the fight with the pool cues? Different place?
Oh, no. That was at an RSL in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. Was that the one where I got a broom broken over my back?
Oh, that's right. Yes.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. There's no good.
It's a different time, you know?
No good.
But no, it was... I mean, it was good. I don't want to be the...
Don't be that guy.
I definitely don't want to be that guy. But I think there is something around, I think 2021, maybe limiting it to once a month.
LinkedIn endorsement a month.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think it would be good just to have... the other thing I've been doing is watching my bike videos because I haven't got the bike yet.
Yes.
I've downloaded the app that has all of the fitness, like the actual workouts.
Yeah.
And I was in bed just watching them. And I got an email like, congratulations on your first workout. I'm just sitting there like, yeah. It's great.
Oh, I see. So it's like, it runs you through a workout, but you don't have the bike that mm-hmm. you can do the workout yeah. on. So you just mm-hmm. you're literally so watching Netflix.
Yeah, just watching. Watching Netflix. Started watching. I think it's called Everybody Feed Phil. Have you watched this on Netflix?
God, it sounds like some sort of fetish show where they are feeding Phil some. Well, is it doco?
It's very. It's very pure. No, so it's a. it's a documentary series.
Mm.
Really happy guy named Phil. He was the executive producer of Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, yeah.
And he just goes around and eats food.
Great. I mean, really that's a show. Like,
you, everybody.
There's a bit of power. Like, once feed. He's done something remarkable, like, not remarkable, but he's made a successful show. And then he just wants. He loves eating and then he wants to make a TV show about it. It's fucking genius.
I mean, the thing is that the when he walks into places, because we didn't know who he was to start with, we just started watching the show. And it is one of those things where it's like, it reminds me of when Jerry Seinfeld is doing Comedians in Cars, getting coffee. It really, they take over the whole diner. And it was like that with Everybody Feed Phil. Phil just walks in. He just starts talking to all the patrons, like, "Oh, g'day. Oh, yeah, definitely get the croissant. Oh, enjoy your stay here." Like all this stuff. It's like, mate, you're acting like you own the joint.
Did they want to hear from him, or he's like mouthful of a?
No, I think it's just he's quirky enough that he can. I was thinking about it. I'm like, there is a perfect case for just being the quirky guy. When you're quirky. Yes. You can get away with way more. You can just, you know, talking to people. It's like when you go on holidays and you start talking to everyone.
What do you think it is, though? Because I know what you mean, but why do... I don't think it necessarily means that people don't think you're a weird unit or completely off the Richter or inappropriate.
Yeah, I don't know. There's just... I think it's just... there is a friendliness. I would like to be more friendly. Like, I avoid our neighbours and... when we were leaving to go to Geelong, Grace and Sev stayed at our place. And so Bree, Grace and Sev's were at our door, just at the front. And a neighbour says, "Ah, oh, this must be the infamous Josh," pointing to Mason. just no idea.
Why?
Yeah.
Why did Mason?
Well, because I was already, I heard that someone was coming, so I'd already gone to the lift and Brie was showing how the lock worked or whatever. And so, yeah.
How did Mason handle it? Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I don't know. But it was just a very sort of clear case that, you know, like when Brie goes to the cafe or whatever, she's talking about, "Oh, yeah, Josh is upstairs." They must think I'm such a weird unit. It's hard to come back from that. Don't you think? Unless I pretend that I had some form of injury.
But, I mean, they probably don't even think he's not there. Like,
I know, but then the neighbour says that there's the infamous Josh. So then all of a sudden it's like, hang on.
It's from the birthday call from Scooter Derek, who is yelling happy birthday on a megaphone. Mm-hmm. And then someone commented on the Facebook group. That's it. Yeah. I
think it's got more to do with Brie, like Brie does bring me up in conversations a bit.
Okay.
And so I think that's part of it. But then it does really, like imagine if you had someone pumping you up to all the people around you and then you have to eventually meet them. It's a hard one to sort of.
It's hard when, like if, the hard bit is that you're not known. Why are you infamous? What are you, like if you
don't want to be infamous. I think you're the infamous Tommy Jacket.
No, I used to be, definitely when I was young, but it was not negative really because I wasn't like the guy who was doing real bad shit, you know, like wasn't the kid who'd been to jail or anything like that. So you're not infamous for those reasons. It was just like people, I don't even know how.
It's for like being awkward. I could be like infamously awkward.
Yes.
Do you think?
That on a t-shirt.
Yeah, infamously awkward.
I reckon you are infamous.
Infamously awkward.
Infamous. What does infamous even mean?
I've had too much fizzy water. I just want to burp.
Having an extremely bad reputation.
Okay.
An infamous city deserving of or causing an evil reputation. Okay. Shameful, malaligned, an infamous deed. I mean, you've got a bad... I don't think you have a bad... You have a reputation for being like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But not bad. Mm-hmm. But it's too much to say famous. So, what's in the middle between infamous and famous?
Yeah.
Known for?
Not notable. I nearly had to go to the hospital when we were in Geelong. Yeah, I...
Hang on, wait. Pre-LinkedIn or post-LinkedIn?
It was post, but it was the next day. Can you guess what I did? Actually, you're not going to guess, but you can have a guess.
Oh, it was a bit spitty over the weekend, but the weather was not great. I think you've slipped over or something.
I slipped over in the shower.
Oh, in the shower?
In the shower, yeah.
I wouldn't have thought that. Yeah, I thought out and about.
I thought I fucking dislocated my shoulder. So annoying.
Oh, no. So hang on.
I think what happened was it was the, I think my tricep. My tricep. I don't know. What is it? Tricep?
There's no T at the end of it. Tricep.
Yeah, you can tell I'm always talking about my
triceps. Triceps. There's three of them on the back of your arm.
Tricep.
Tri. Yeah. Yep.
So if I had plural of tricep, my triceps.
Yeah, there's three of them. Three of them on each arm.
Okay. Anyway, I've actually got four on each arm. Fun fact.
You split one up. Yeah, go on.
No, so I slid and then put my sort of arms down to protect myself to soften the fall, and something happened to the back. I was like, oh fuck.
Oh no.
And so anyway, it was all good at the end. But it could have been a really annoying situation.
Hang on. So this is not your shower, obviously. It's at a hotel.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or Airbnb. What is the setup where you're slipping in a shower?
I don't want to go into it. But it's shit happens.
Shit happens in a hotel room shower.
Yeah. So that was very annoying.
Was there a mirror involved?
Yeah, no, we did talk about the mirror. No, there was a ridiculous mirror in the room, a very large mirror, which
facing the bed.
Yes.
Which yes. I mean, I lived in an apartment last year that had floor to ceiling mirror on in front of the bed. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Yeah,
it's a great spot. I mean, full length.
But anyway, it's not the best. The best situation to be in.
No.
Bree's like, and Bree was shaking from the whole, like she was like her hands, she was like, what do you want?
She was
like,
crushed underneath you, wasn't she?
Yeah. She was in more pain than me. But
if it wasn't for Bree, you would have snapped your tricep.
No, but I did, it's one of those things, like you hear those stories of people who injure themselves in sort of compromised positions.
Oh, dude.
There's the famous... I've told you. Yeah, go on.
I was just saying my friend's brother who is a paramedic.
Oh, the wine bottle? Is this the wine bottle thing?
No, you got to call out to a brothel and they were obviously going at it in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think it was in Geelong.
It's a good spot for him.
No. This guy fell back through the glass shower window and it wasn't safety glass, which it's completely illegal.
I didn't know that there was anything. I didn't know there was a thing called safety glass.
Well, safety glass just shatters into multiple pieces versus like these panes of windows behind me would be big shards.
Big
sharp bits of, because it's not, it wouldn't be safety glass. These are old windows. You should have them. But anyway, this guy's back was a huge laceration in it. Like, just
not good.
Horrible. And my mate said that his brother was wheeling this guy out and the guy was just yelling, "Don't tell my mum!" "Don't tell my mum!"
Well, there was the – I remember the science teacher really shouldn't have told us this story, but he told us a story of one of his mates that was a paramedic in Adelaide, and a news anchor had a wine bottle inserted in them, and it got stuck. And so they had to go to emergency. Not ideal.
I think – look, if you're in – the emergency services industry, mm-hmm. or you work at a hospital. What have you found? What have you seen? Hi at the Daily Talk Show.
The Doily? The Doily Talk Show. We only cover doilies. Sit down, funny. Relax, find your best doily. The Doily yeah, Talk
Show. Because we're diving deep on doilies.
Yeah, yeah. A doily's no, only. What is the definition of a doily? So, doily, you've got in like the top of a toilet. A doily. Yeah, a doily is an ornamental mat typically made of paper or fabric and variously used for protecting surfaces or binding flowers in food service preparation or as a head covering or clothing.
Look, doilies cover a lot, seems like.
Yeah, interesting.
But no, I remember like going to my grandpa's place, and there was one on the toilet, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. There's a lot of different names for it.
What about houses with, like, shag carpet in the toilet? Old school.
Breeding ground.
What monster back in the day thought that you could carpet a toilet?
Not a good idea, is it?
It's complete privilege, to be honest. I don't want my... Like, I remember getting my dad up in the middle of the night to meet us. I would stand on his feet and he'd walk me to the bathroom.
Oh, no. Why?
And, like, I'd do that shit for Bodie now.
Because the feet are cold.
Yeah, didn't want to touch the tiles. Oh, no. Cold tiles, dude. It was yucky. Get it. But, yeah, I've been hit with that karma. Mm-hmm. But, anyway. Have you, like, so when you get home from letting someone like Mr. 97, who is, like... If there's someone you want looking after your house, it's actually mm-hmm. that kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know he's not going to just get fucking lit mm-hmm. and just lose the plot. Like, sure. I remember going to house parties as a kid in houses that a friend was house-sitting. Like, this one girl house-sitting in a very expensive suburb in Melbourne. The best. Highest cost per square metre.
Terrain.
Not amazing house. Albert Park. Close. Not close as in proximity, but... Mm-hmm. Expense-wise. They're both expensive. The house wasn't crazy. What was in the fucking drawers of the bedside table was crazy. We found weed. We found these miniature condoms. And
what are the miniature condoms used for?
Well, we were convinced that this guy just had a miniature penis.
Miniature condoms? What would you actually use them for?
I don't know. Like
miniature as in like on your little finger sort of thing?
Like, yes, like micro penis style.
But what does it say? And it said mini condo. Are you sure it's not like...
It could have been a comical, you know, like from What's Hot? What's New? What's that
new?
Place?
Yeah, What's New?
What's
yeah,
New? Yeah. Just getting all those gimmick little tablets and gimmick little lollies. But we were convinced. Anyway... We ended up stealing the weed as a 16-year-old kid does. 15-year-old kid at that point,
kept
actually.
Kept the smoked micro condoms.
But anyway, the kid, we had to end up replacing it. Mm-hmm. that's what happens.
I mean, Mason Grace, very, very good at looking after the house. Couldn't even tell that they stayed.
Really?
I actually... yeah, I think they stayed. I discovered Bree pointed out on Saturday before we left, she thought that I took more joy in setting up their arrival than the joy of actually leaving. So, doing all the bits and pieces, like enjoyed that part rather than actually going to Geelong. But my favourite thing, you can see my library behind me. I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to pick two books each for them. That I think that they would like to read during their stay. And I got my index cards and I wrote a note and said, okay, Mason, here's a book. This is what it's called. This is why I think you'll enjoy it. I did this for both of them. But then the kicker was we got to Geelong and Bree said, oh, we can just relax in the room and read. And I said, I forgot to bring a book. The librarian had spent an hour and a half writing bespoke notes but forgot to bring his own book. So
what did you do?
So we went to a bookshop and got a book.
You got a book?
So, yeah.
What did you buy?
It's one on borders, like as in like Russia, North Korea. It's all this. Like I didn't get through... much of it because it was like a little bit complex, some of the reading. But yeah. I want it like it was translated. I think I'm going to love it, but it requires, like, I don't know lots. When you don't know lots and you read like a book that's quite complex, you're like, I don't know where they're talking about here. Like, what does this mean?
Well, yeah, you're just reading words and it's all just sounds like you're reading code at that point.
Yeah, and so, but I guess you sort of read through it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I bought a book for the first time in years.
Oh, really? What did you get?
I bought a book. This is for
Guinness World Records. That was my go-to as a kid.
I used to love going into the library and looking at that, though.
Yeah.
The big ones. Mm-hmm. That's a family, you know, the Guinness family.
Really?
Is this true?
So, Guinness World Records, the reason why... So, Guinness is the drink. And so, the reason why Guinness...
No, it's not. Sorry, I'm thinking of something else.
So, Guinness World Records, the reason why it's called... Or why Guinness created it was because where do world records get mentioned the most?
The pub.
Yeah, trivia. Trivia nights.
Sorry. I didn't know that Guinness had anything to do with it. So, the alcohol Guinness.
Guinness.
Guinness World Records. Guinness World Records.
Yes.
I know. I mean, the thing is I'd been hearing about Guinness before I knew about the alcohol. And so that's why I've just never done that. If you're listening, have you actually thought about that? Like, have you connected the dots? That's interesting. Good fact,
yeah,
Josh.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. But anyway, so what book did you get?
I bought a book by Ram Dass called Be Here Now. And it's a, I'm pumped to get it. It's for reading on the break.
Oh, great.
I don't want to get excited by anything else, but I need to read that.
Mm-hmm.
I think the way he writes and speaks, very digestible. Resonates with you.
Okay.
And very, yeah. You need that. Mm-hmm. I remember doing that, like buying a few books over the, like, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But even, you know.
It is nice, bit of a reset.
Exactly. But I'm committing to one book. I don't need multiple.
That's a good idea. Alrighty.
But all right, guys, if we've learned anything, be careful in showers. If you have any shower today,
yeah,
be careful.
Yeah, you don't want to hurt yourself. Right, well, it's a daily talk show. If you enjoy the show, leave us a podcast review. Also, you can send us an email, hi@thedailytalkshow.com. Have you got a book recommendation? Have you injured yourself in the shower? Anything else, TJ, that you want to ask?
Grumps. I mean, what's something you've done when you've had a few drinks that you're quite impressed by, like me sneaking through a window and getting into a pub that way?
And did you not know that Guinness World Records was that Guinness?
Yeah.
Let us know. All right. Enjoy your day, guys. See you tomorrow.
See you, guys.